This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu, telling you all you need to know for trade ahead of today's session on CNBCTV18.com's Market Buzz podcast. Well, for starters, this week hasn't been a good one. If you were a bull, a 7% decline on the Nifty in just the last four trading sessions, down from almost 9,800 or to close to 9,200 where we are right now. The Nifty Bank has been an underperformer, down by almost 10% this week, or a 1,000-point decline that we've seen in just the last four trading sessions. The key reasons for decline, the first one, of course, an extension to the lockdown, very partial opening if you must. And as the second one is no stimulus announcement so far. The street was basing its hopes on some sort of stimulus coming in from the government. And the third one could be routine profit taking after a massive 15% rally that we saw in April. Financials were the ones that took on the chin. So we had something like a Kotak Bank, ICICI, Bajaj Finance, HDFC, all of them declining in excess of 11% this week. 11 to 12% have been the cuts on the financials. The FMCG stocks, which have been fairly resilient, also bore the brunt this week, starting with weak numbers from HUL. That stock down 10% this week. And also the supply overhang, which was done yesterday. Some supply overhang on Asian Paints as well. ITC down 12% and Titan down 12.5% this week. The one stock that has held up this week has been Reliance, up 3% this week, holding one end up for the bulls. And that is on account of the mega fundraising activities that the company has been doing. In just the last 3 weeks, the company has raised around 60,000 crores in terms of funds for Jio platforms. The near-term liquidity events for the markets, the one that got ended yesterday was a 25,000 crore bulk supply for HUL that was absorbed by a bunch of FIIs and DIIs. The next two liquidity events, the first one would be Asian Paints T-Star block deal, which is a Reliance holding. That is something we'll keep an eye out on. 7,500 crore worth supply out there. And the third one, the biggest one, would be Reliance rights issue, 53,000 crore worth supply out there. So those are near-term liquidity events for the markets. We will watch out for how this pans out. And these events do have a bearing on cash market flows, where the FIIs bought around 19,000 crores yesterday. The domestic institutional investors bought close to around 3,800 crores. Flows, of course, were higher on account of the HUL large trade. But importantly, we saw a fair amount of short addition yesterday, 1,600 crores worth selling in index futures by the FIIs. Long unwinding of 14,000 contracts, short addition of 10,000 contracts. That means that FIIs were at one point long by almost 64% this week. The series, rather, at the start of the May series, have now reduced their longs by 14% to 50%. And now the longs and shorts are on an even keel of half and half each. The SGX Nifty indicates a positive start. So the big question is, will this positive start lead to short covering and a short squeeze? Or perhaps the bears would use this up move as an opportunity to sell more. That depends on a few key levels on the Nifty. 20-day moving average at around 91.90, where the Nifty is right now. The SGX Nifty indicates a positive start. So let's see whether we go ahead and cross the Tuesday high of 94.50 or not. That's been a congestion zone. Were we to break the 20-day moving average, Wednesday's low of 91.17 comes into picture. And were we to break the Tuesday high of 94.50, the 50-day moving average of 9,600 comes into picture. A whole host of stocks to watch out for. We will keep an eye out on Reliance, of course, as Vista Equity Partners will now invest 11,400 in Jio platforms. HUL will be in focus after the supply overhang having gone. And we will keep an eye out on the increase in weight in FTSE indices. Not good numbers coming in from Gillette, very good numbers coming in from Novelis. EBITDA per ton has increased consecutively, so that's a positive. We've seen decent numbers coming in from ICICI Securities as well. HCG will be a stock which will be in focus. Akeso, rather, will buy stake in the company for about 100 rupees a share. And 25% equity is what they'll get. This will trigger an open offer. Some resumptions on Eicher Motors, factories, Bosch, Endurance Tech, and Berger Paints. So we will keep an eye out on these stocks. With that, it's me, Mangalam Malu, signing off on CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.